وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومواله. أما بعد، إن شاء الله تعالى we continue the lesson we take from the explanation of Sheikh Sulaiman Ruhail حفظه الله on the كتاب صحيح الترغيب والترهيب للشيخ الألباني رحمه الله, the origin book of الترغيب والترهيب للإمام المنذر منذر رحمه الله حافظ. قال رحمه الله, قال حفظه الله, وإنما هذا قول الله سبحانه وتعالى. قال الله عز وجل: كل عمل ابن آدم له. والمقصود بالعمل هنا الصالحات, الأعمال الصالحة. كل عمل ابن آدم له, أي أن كل أعمال ابن آدم الصالحة أجرها معلوم لابن آدم, الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف, والله يضاعف لمن يشاء. الشيخ سليمان حفظه الله سيد, قال الله عز وجل, الله المايري سيد, كل عمل ابن آدم له. Every action of the son of Adam is for his, is for son of Adam. Every action is for the son of Adam, for the person. The Sheikh said the amal, the action here means the righteous actions. Every righteous action of son of Adam, it is for him. Means it is reward is known to the person, to the son of Adam. Every hasana with 10 hasanat. To 700 hasanat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplied for whoever he wishes. So it is known. The angels, they know if you pray salah, if you recite Quran, if you give sadaqah, what is the reward of that? Except the fasting, fasting. Qala Rabbuna subhanahu illa sawm, fa innahu li. معاشر الفضلاء, المعلوم أن جميع العبادات لله, كل العبادات لله سبحانه وتعالى, ولا يكون العمل طاعة ولا عبادة إلا إذا كان لله عز وجل. فلماذا اختص ربنا سبحانه وتعالى الصوم هنا بقوله فإنه لي؟ لماذا اختصه بهذا الشرف بقوله فإنه لي, مع أن نصلي لله ونحج لله ونتصدق لله؟ لماذا قال الله عز وجل في الصوم خاصة إلا الصوم فإنه لي؟ The Sheikh said, our Lord Subhanahu said, except fasting, it is for mine, it's for me. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned in this hadith Qudsi that all the righteous actions is for the person who does it, except the fasting is for Allah. Then the Sheikh asked, the Sheikh said that it's known that all the action, all the ibadat, the worship, act of worship is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the action is not going to be obedience, is not going to be accepted ibadah, except if it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that the fasting is exclusive to him? Why he subhanahu wa ta'ala said it is for me? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this honor and status for the fasting, when he say it is for me? Knowing that we pray for Allah, we make hajj for Allah, we give sadaqah for the sake of Allah, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said only for the fasting, it is for me? Then the Sheikh, he mentioned four opinion, the ulama. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was the wisdom behind Allah saying fasting is for me? He subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Salah is for me, Hajj is for me. Who can think about it? What do you think? Before you see what the people of knowledge said, what do you think? Why Allah said fasting is for me? Exclusively to Naam. Ahsant, barakallah. Brother Shamsuddin said, because in fasting, we have no personal interest in it. We don't have a desire for it. We don't gain worldly things from fasting. You're going to be thirsty, you're going to be hungry, you leave your desire. So, unlike the rest of the ibadat, there may be some type of soul interest, some type of desire for it. Naam, if I understand well. طيب أحسن. Two answers from Abu Hamam. One is that it's the fasting is patience. Sheikh Suleiman, he explained that. So fasting is a patience. That's what's exclusive to fasting. Unlike Salah, Hajj, all these, based on that, fasting is the one need to have more patience. All ibadah, act of worship needs patience, but fasting needs more because of being thirsty, being hungry, being this. That long hours. Yes, salah is 10 minutes, 20 minutes the most. Yes, after that, if you want to, you drink. Yes, right away, tarawih. Two rak of tarawih finish, you see the brothers jump into the barrel of water. Yes, they already get thirsty. Fasting, no. Fasting is almost 12 hours, sometimes even 15, 16, 17 with some people. Hours. So it requires more patience. That was said. Also, some ulama, they said, because in fasting, they say there is no showing off in it. You can act like you're making wudu, and you can drink water. If you want to do it for the sake of Allah, you can drink as much as you want. Even you can even eat. You go to the bathroom and eat if you are not fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no showing off in fasting. So the ulama said, someone who fasts, he must be doing for the sake of Allah. Taib, another answer, the last one. Naam, Amir. Sent. All the other act of worship is visible to the people, to the others. When you make an hajj, when you come to the masjid, you pray, well, people, they see you. But fasting, who knows? Yani, those you live with them may not know it, if you make a khalas on it. Akhi, can you eat with me? I'm doing alhamdulillah, I'm okay, mashallah, I'm okay. Person may not know it. Taib, al-muhim. Khalas, let us see what people of knowledge say. Qala al-shaykh, qala ba'du al-ulama. لأن الصوم لم يعبد به مخلوق فلم يعبد بصوم إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى لم يعظم أحد بصوم إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى كل عمل عبد به غير الله بعض الناس عبدوا به غير الله إلا الصوم ما تقرب أحد لصنم ولا لمخلوق بأن يصوم له فلم يعظم أحد بصوم إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. The Sheikh says, some of the people of knowledge said, it's because nobody fasts for other than Allah. All other acts of worship, giving charity, giving praying, somebody may do it to do it for other than Allah. As fasting, nobody fasted for an idol. Nobody fasted for other than Allah. Some ulama, they say, that's why fasting is solely for Allah. Is that understood? Okay. They say people, they make vow for other than Allah. They make i'tikaf for other than Allah. They make salah for other than Allah. They pray to the grave. But nobody fasts for other than Allah. That's why it's for Allah. Some ulama says that. The Sheikh mentioned four opinion, and then you choose which one you think is the strongest. Inshallah. وقال بعض العلماء لأن صوم يبعد فيه الرياء لأنه عبادة خفية لا داعي لإظهارها إلا في النادر بخلاف بقية العبادات ف فإن الرياء فيها أشد. فالصوم أقرب العبادات للإخلاص وأيسر العبادات على العباد إخلاصا. الإخلاص في الصوم أيسر من الإخلاص في بقية العبادات. ولهذا قال الله تعالى قال الله فإنه لي. Some of the people of knowledge said, because there's no showing off in fasting, because fasting is made in a hidden way. Unlike the other ibadat, the most of the case is you do it in an apparent way. If you want to pray, you have to pray in the masjid. If you are at home, people have to see you praying. You cannot hide. It will be difficult to hide that you pray. If you make in hajj, you can't hide. And the like. But fasting, you can't hide it. And it's easy to do it for the sake of Allah. Fasting is easy to do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because unlike the rest of the ibadat. وقال بعض علماء إنما قال الله إلا صوم فإنه لي، لأن الصوم ليس للعبد فيه حظ، والنفس والشهوات تدعو إلى ضده. العبد يمسك عن الطعام والشراب وعن الشهوة حظ النفس، على العكس النفس تقول لك كل، النفس تقول لك اشرب خذ شهوتك، فهو على عكس حظ الإنسان، ليس للإنسان فيه حظ، بدء على العكس على عكس حظه ومراده بخلاف بقية العبادات. Some of the people of knowledge, they said, the person in fasting is for Allah because person has no personal interest in it. The soul and the desire calls you to opposite what fasting calls you. The person refrain from eating, from drinking, from his desire, while the soul, that what the desire of the soul is the opposite. The soul tells you, eat. It tells you, drink. It tells you, have your desire. Fasting is the opposite. It tells you, don't do that. So the person has no personal interest in fasting. It is the opposite. He wants something, fasting wants the opposite. Fasting wants you not to eat, not to drink, not to have your desire. Even to control your talk more, to control your eye, to control more. Even you don't argue with somebody, you don't fight with somebody. Yes. بخلاف بقية العبادات, unlike the rest of the عبادات. Last opinion. وقال بعض علماء المعنى إلا صوم فإنه لي في جزائه. فلا يعلم مقدار جزائه إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. من جهة المضاعفة. كل عمل آدم معلوم أن الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف. والله يضاعف لمن يشاء. كما سيأتي إن شاء الله. والملائكة تعلم جزاء العبد إلا الصوم فإنه لا يعلم مقدار جزاء العبد عليه إلا الله. وهو يضاعف أكثر من 700. لكن إلى كم؟ الله أعلم. لا يعلم ذلك إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. The Sheikh said, some of the people of knowledge said, the meaning, the fasting is for me, means it is reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward and what the person deserves on account of his fasting is for Allah alone. Only Allah knows it. As for the rest act of worship, Allah mentioned that to the angels, you do one good, and to the creation, you do one good, Allah give you 10 hasanat. One letter of the Quran you recite, one hasana, each hasana 10. Okay? Some of the actions more than that, up to 700, up to more than that. Allah mentioned that to the angels. Unlike the reward of fasting, Allah didn't expose it, disclose it to anyone. That's what it means, it is for me. Meaning, it is reward, it's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Him alone who knows how much it is. Okay. Now, what of this four opinion you think is the strongest? One opinion, to refresh, it says nobody was done for fasting. No idol received a fasting from those who worship. No saint. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who the people of Tawheed use the fasting as a means to magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another opinion, it's far to make showing off in fasting. Third opinion, there is no personal interest for the person to fast. no desire for it. And that fourth opinion, the reward is for Allah. It's only Allah who knows the reward. Which opinion? Allahu alam, the fourth one. طيب شيخ سليمان رحيل agree with you. The Sheikh said, وَهَذَا أَقْوَى مَا قِيلَ بِدَلِيلِ السِّبَاقِ وَالسِّيَاقِ. And this is the strongest opinion. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, fasten is for me, it means it is He subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows the reward of it. And what show is that? السِّبَاقُ وَالسِّيَاقِ. Yani the way the hadith come and the ending of the hadith. The Shaykh said, فإنه في السباق قال الله عز وجل كل عمل ابن آدم له ويأتينا إن شاء الله كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف إلى ما شاء الله. هذا السباق الذي سبق. والسياق إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. إذن خصوصيته في الجزاء وأن الذي يجزي به بحيث لا يطلع أحد على هذا الجزاء هو الله. نعم يا إخوة كل عبادة الذي يجزي بها من؟ الله. لكن العبادات تطلع الملائكة على جزاء العبد إلا صوم لا يعلم جزاءه إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. The Sheikh said, yes, when you look how the hadith come and the ending of the hadith, you find it's about the reward. Only Allah knows the reward because Allah said in another hadith, every action of the son of Adam is multiplied al-hasana to 10, to 700, to whatever Allah wishes, except fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. It's for me and it is me who give the reward out of it. Then the Sheikh said, what's special with the fasting is with regard to the reward. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Allah only who knows the reward that person gets out of fasting. The Sheikh said, who gives the reward out of the ibadat? It's Allah. But the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let the angels know the reward of every action other than fasting. As for fasting, nobody knows it is reward, but Allah تبارك وتعالى. Then the Sheikh said, وقريب من هذا قال بعض أهل العلم إلا الصوم فإنه لي لأن فيه أنواع الصبر. لأن فيه أنواع الصبر. الصبر على الطاعة. تطيع الله وتترك الأكل والشرب والشهوة وتصبر إلى أن يؤذن المغرب. والصبر عن المعصية تكون لوحدك في الغرفة وجوعان أو عطشان ما تمد يدك إلى الطعام ولا إلى الشراب. تصبر عن معصية الله. وفيه الصبر على أقدار الله المؤلمة. يؤلمك الجوع والعطش فتصبر. فحوى جميع أنواع الصبر. ولهذا سمى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شهر رمضان شهر الصبر، فقال شهر الصبر وصوم ثلاثة أيام صوم الدهر. شهر الصبر وصوم ثلاثة أيام صوم الدهر. رواه النسائي وصححه الألباني. شهر الصبر يعني شهر رمضان لأنه شهر الصوم. وربنا سبحانه وتعالى يقول إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. والصائمون حووا في صيامهم جميع أنواع الصبر. The Sheikh said, and close to that, what some of the people of knowledge said, except fasting, it is for me, is because there is a patience in fasting. Having sabr, when you're fasting, you have patience in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by leaving off eating and drinking your desire. And you remain patient until the Maghrib call is made. Also, you remain patient from the desire. You alone going to be in a room and you are hungry or you thirst, but yet you don't stretch your hand to the food or to the water. You are patience and ma'asiyatillah and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though you have a desire for that. Also, there is sabr on the decree of Allah, the painful decree, the decree of Allah which is painful. Being thirsty, being hungry, it makes you feel pain, but you remain patient. So in fasting, all three aspects of fasting, of patience. Therefore, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the month of Ramadan the month of patience. He said the month of patience and fasting 3 days from every month is considered fasting the entire year. The hadith is Rawahu Nasa'i, Shaykh Al-Albani authenticated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those day reward are given complete, in a complete way. Allah gave the sabirin أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without accounting. Everything is under the account of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But here means the angels don't know that. وَالصَّائِمُونَ حَوُّ فِي سِيَامِ جَمِيعًا وَأَصَبْرٍ. Then the Shaykh قال, وانظر يا عبد الله إلى هذه الفائدة العظيمة إلا الصوم فإنه لي. استشعر أن الله يقول عن الصوم فإنه لي وأنت تصوم استشعر هذا الأمر. الشيخ سليمان حفظه الله said, look at the slave of Allah. Look at this great benefit. Except fasting, it is for me. Feel that Allah is saying about fasting, it is for me. When you are fasting, have this feeling that Allah is saying fasting is for me. Here, إضافة التشريف. هذه إضافة تشريف وليس إضافة الصفة إلى موصوفها. قال الشيخ حفظه الله, بعض أهل العلم قالوا معنى إلا الصوم فإنه لي, يعني إلا الصوم فإنه محفوظ أجره لا ينقص ولا يقتص منه, يعني لا يقتص للمظلوم منه يوم القيامة. لكن في هذا النظر, لأنه في حديث المفلس قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, المفلس من أمتي من يأتي يوم القيامة بصلاة وصيام وصدق. الحديث فذكر الصيام. The Sheikh said some of the people of knowledge said except fasting is it's for me. They say it's because the person will not be taken away from his fasting if you oppress other people. If you oppress someone, even if you were praying, you were making hajj, you were giving sadaqah, but you wrong other people, on the day of judgment, they want their haq, their rights. And on the day of judgment, there's no money, there's no cars. What is there? Only hasanat. So they take away your salah, they take away your charity. They say this ulama, as for fasting, no, it will remain for you. The Sheikh, he disapproved this opinion. So that's not right. Because the hadith of the one who fell into bankrupts, Nasallallahu Salamatu Al-Afi, on the day of judgment, someone will come who he makes salah, he makes siyam, he makes sadaqah, charity, he fasted, he used to pray, but he will end up to hellfire. Those righteous actions which he did for the sake of Allah, which he did according to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was a believer, will not prevent him from entering hellfire, will not stop him from entering hellfire. Why? Yes, he did good, these righteous actions, but he oppressed people. He oppressed the people. And those people, they need their right on the day of judgment. So his hasanat will be given to them because he oppressed them. If his hasanat ends while still he owed them, then their evil deeds will be placed on him according how much he wronged them. Then he will be thrown to hellfire. We seek revenge with Allah from it. So some ulama, they say the fasting will not be taken away by those who were oppressed. The Sheikh, he say no. Because of the hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-muflisu min ummati the one who fell into bankruptcy from my ummah, من يأتي يوم القيامة, is the one who come on the day of judgment بصلاتين, with prayer, with صيام, with fasting, with صدقة, with charity, to the end of the hadith. He صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned fasting. نعم. And subhanAllah, this is a clear proof. Some of the ulama, they made mistake on the explanation of hadith. Some scholars, they explain this hadith, that the fasting is only for Allah. It means person will not be taken away from his salah in any way. This is the way they understood it. It's because they didn't know the hadith. Or they know it, but they forgot. Or whatever the reason is. The hadith is clear that fasting includes those actions which the person may lose. يعني, actually, he will not lose. But it will not prevent him, will not stop him from entering hellfire. But he used it as a given right to those who deserve. If he wouldn't have, then he would have been more in hellfire. He might have been more. So because he has this ibadat, na'am, he has something to give back to those who wronged them. And this hadith in Sahih Muslim, it shows that in Islam, the ibadah is not only the one between you and Allah. You pray, you fast. Alhamdulillah, it's not only between you and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rather, it's also between you and the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if you want your salah, your fasting, your ibadat be kept, you preserve it for yourself, then make sure you don't wrong other people. You don't wrong other people. SubhanAllah, some Muslims, they think as long they pray, they fast, they make hajj, they do good. By the time they step out the masjid, they oppress people. Blah. Those, they didn't understand what the real ibadah is. Ibadah, real ibadah is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. When you're dealing with the people and when you are praying, the same way. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed a woman who prayed the night, who fasted the day, who gave sadaqah, but she harmed her neighbor with her tongue. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La khayra fiha hiya fi nar. There is no good in her, she's from the people of hellfire. So be careful. Be careful about your tongue. Some people, they don't give up backbiting, instigation, making fun of the people. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And they think that their ibadah will be a shield for them. قال الله عز وجل كم لا قال الشيخ حفظه الله قال الله عز وجل كل عمل من آدم له إلا صوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. بعض أهل العلم يقولون هنا ينتهي الحديث القدسي أو القدسي أو الإلهي أو الرباني. الحديث القدسي يسمى أيضا بالحديث الإلهي كما يسميه الحافظ بن حجر في الفتح, ويسمى بالحديث الرباني. The Sheikh said, the Hadith al-Qudsi ends with here. This is a long Hadith. But the one Hadith al-Qudsi, or Hadith al-Qudusi, or Hadith al-Ilahi, or Hadith al-Rabbani, all means the same thing. It's nisba ila al-Qudus, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ila al-Ilah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ila al-Rabb, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's ascribing to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the name of Rabb, or to the name of Ilah, or to the name of Quddus. Hadith al-Qudsi, or Hadith al-Qudusi, is ascribing the Hadith to Allah's name, Al-Quddus. Allah mentioned Surah Al-Hashr. And Hadith al-Ilahi is ascribing the Hadith to Allah, to Ilah, one of the names of Allah, Ilah. Or Hadith al-Rabbani, one of the names of Allah, Al-Rabb. So this is what the ulama, they say. So the Shaykh said, this hadith ends with, the hadith al-Qudsi ends with, وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِي. Every action of of the son of Adam is for him, except fasting, it is for me, and it is me who give it is reward. Then after that, siyamu junnah, fasting is defense. It is the hadith of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not Allah's speech. قال الشيخ والصيام جنة هذا من كلام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو وحي من الله لكن لفظه من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والصيام جنة أي سترة ووقاية. طيب سترة من ماذا ووقاية عن ماذا؟ قال بعض أهل العلم سترة ووقاية عن الأخلاق الرديئة، فإن الصيام يهذب النفوس ويطهر النفوس من الأخلاق الرديئة من الكذب والمشاتمة والمخاصمة. ويدل لذلك أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هنا قال والصيام جنة، فإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب، فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني امرؤ صائم، إذا فرق على قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إذن فرق على قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصيام جنة الكلام عن الأخلاق الطيبة واجتناب الأخلاق الرديئة. وقال بعض أهل العلم جنة ووقاية من الآثام. وقال بعض أهل العلم جنة ووقاية من النار، وسيأتي إن شاء الله الحديث في هذا. ولا تعارض، فإن الصيام وقاية من الأخلاق الرديئة ومن آثام ومن الشهوات المحرمة، وإذا اجتنب الإنسان الشهوات وقي من النار، لأن النار حفت بالشهوات، فإذا وقي الإنسان من الشهوات وقي من النار. الشيخ حفظه الله الشيخ سليمان mentioned the hadith the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said صيام جنة. صيام is a defense. He said this is the speech of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and it is وحي from Allah, but the words are from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Fasting is a sutra, it's a scream and protection, a defense from what? He said, some of the ulama said, from the bad manners. Fasting purified the soul from the bad manners, from lying, from insulting, from arguments. So therefore, fasting is defense from the bad manners. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that fasting is junnah. Therefore, if one of you is fasting, and he should avoid the bad idle talk. And also you should avoid as-sakhab, screaming and yelling, shouting. And if someone insults him or fights him, he wants to fight him, he says, I am someone who is fasting. So from this hadith, that fasting is a defense, a shield from the bad manners and leads to the good manners. And some ulama, they say junnah, defense here means defense from sinning. Not just a bad manner, actually by committing sin. And some ulama, they say junnah, the fasting is junnah, means defense from hellfire. And the hadith related to this issue will come. The Sheikh said no contradiction in all these three opinions. Fasting is defense from bad manner. Fasting is shield from the committing sin, and fasting is shield from hellfire. If the person avoids the evil desires, he is protected from hellfire, because hellfire is surrounded with desires. If the person's desire is protected from falling into his evil desire, then he is protected from falling into hellfire. The Sheikh said, ومن جهة أخرى أن الصيام يزيد به الإيمان زيادة عظيمة، لأن تعرفون أهل السنة والجماعة يقولون الإيمان يزيد بالطاعات، ومن أعظم الطاعات التي يزيد بها الإيمان الصوم، هو يتلو الصلاة في زيادة الإيمان، هو يتلو الصلاة في زيادة الإيمان فيزداد الإيمان. وإذا ازداد الإيمان اجتنب الإنسان الآثام، فيجتنب أسباب دخول النار. يقوي الإنسان على مجاهدة نفسه إذا زاد إيمانه. The Sheikh said, in another angle, fasting increases the iman in a big increasement. And you know, Ahl Sunnah, they say the iman increase by obedience. And from the greatest obedience by which the iman increase is fasting. Fasting is next to the salah. It follows the prayer. Prayer is number one, which increases one's iman. Especially if you perform salah with khushu', with pondering, 5 days, 5 times at least a day, every rak'ah, ruku', sujood, recitation, you ponder on it, it increases your iman. Think about you recite Surah Al-Fatiha and you ponder on it. You are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guidance and to save you from those who know the truth but don't apply, and those who think they know but they're lost. You're asking Allah. You're making contract with Allah every time. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Allah, you alone. We worship you alone. We ask help. That increases. After you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you get close to Him by His names and descriptions, if you remember every time, no doubt that increases your iman, your closeness to Allah. So salah is number one, which increases one's iman. The Sheikh says, then is the fasting. The iman increases by fasting. And if the iman increases, one avoids sinning. He avoids the cause of entering hellfire. The fasting strengthens the person to strive hard to avoid the evil desires. Sheikh Sulaiman Hafidhahullah said, أيضا من جهة أخرى أن الصيام يضعف الجسد والطاقة أو يضعف الجسد والطاقة، وإذا ضعف الجسد والطاقة قل طلب الحرام. ولذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يا معشر الشباب، من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج، فإنه أحصن للفرج وأغض للبصر، فمن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم فإنه له وجاء. وجه كونه وجاء أنه يضعف الجسد ويضعف الطاقة، وإذا ضعف الجسد وضعفت الطاقة قل طلب الجسم للحرام وطلب النفس للحرام. والعلماء يقولون: الصيام عن المفطرات قنطرة للصيام الكامل عن المحرمات. كل هذا يدخل في قولي إمامنا ونبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام جنة. The Sheikh said, also from another angle, fasting weaken the body and the energy. And if one's body and energy get weak, then his desire for haram gets weak. Therefore, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O youth, get married. Whoever among you is able, O youth, he should get married. Then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned the benefit of that. It protects the private part and it lowers the gaze. And whoever is not able, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said upon him, fasting. It has wija. So the fasting weakens the body and it weakens the energy of the person. And if the body and the energy get weak, the person's desire for haram also get weak. The soul's desire for committing sin, it gets weak. Therefore, the ulama, they say, fasting from the nullifiers is a way of fasting, having complete fasting from muharramat. So if you fast from the nullifiers, from eating, from drinking, from desire, then you fast from haram. If you don't eat, you don't drink, you fast from those things, from the nullifiers of fasting, you fast from haram. طيب. So, نعم, somebody when somebody is hungry, somebody thirsty, somebody in general in a problem, somebody who is ill, he doesn't remember haram sometimes. Yes, when you are really hungry, you don't remember evil desire. You don't remember even lawful desire, you don't remember when you are sick, when you are in pain. Yes, because the energy, the body get weak. When the energy and the body get weak, the now desire for haram gets weak. Even the shaitan himself get weak. Shaitan sometimes is strong. Your shaitan sometimes is very strong. And sometimes is very weak. If you remember Allah much, when you're eating the food, Bismillah, you say Bismillah. When you drink, you say Bismillah. Before you enter your house, say Bismillah. Before you enter bath, you say Bismillah. Before you take off your clothes, you say Bismillah. Shaitan has nothing. He has no place to live that night, and he has nothing to eat that night. But if you don't say any of this, your shaitan is getting strong. The same thing, if you don't eat, if you get thirsty, you get hungry, shaitan goes through the vein of the person where the blood goes through, that's going to be small, narrow, squeezed. Shaitan has no place to go through. And even if you go, it's very difficult. So fasting is very, it's a means of defense from bad manner, defense from sinning, defense from hellfire, defense from obeying shaitan. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us good ending. وصلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.